Hashtag that part. Hashtag facts. Don't let Shay Shay Foo Foo get you in trouble. I'm just saying. I've had a poll put up on our YouTube page, and I want to explain to you what I mean by it. It simply says, are you tired of some of us? So it's not a stereotype, so I'm not going to say, are you tired of us? Are you tired of some of us? And yes, I mean black people. I mean, are you tired of some of us? Because I am. I am. It's not going to make me stop fighting. But yes, I am tired of some of us because it's too many people and too many organizations out here who are busting their ass to show that you don't have to be or live that way. Some situations out here to where is, yes, we know we were dealt a crazy ass hand, but we've been able to overcome some of the most craziest things. But now we are contributing to where a post was put up as it related to the state fair situation, and the white people didn't hold black. The white people did not hold black with their commentary when this person put up this post. A state senator of District 5, Democrat, Mike Roberts, put up a post. And the white people ended up, you know, saying all the things that unfortunately that I knew that they were going to say. I see a lot of those posts on the USFIR page, which gives a lot of times real-time police scanner data of some of the violence and fires and things like that that are happening in our community, things that are happening on the freeway because they're taking it right off the scanner and they're posting it. And I see a lot of people get upset when they hear some of the commentary or they see some of the comments that people that don't look like us post on those particular stories. And they get mad. And they go into a black and forth battle. And what about you? Go this, go that, you know. And my thing is, and I've always said this, is why are we giving them things to talk about? So the poll, again, is are you tired of some of us? And that's black people. I'm speaking of, are you tired of some of our black people? I ain't saying all because there's a lot of us that are out here trying to do great things or doing the best that we can or trying to add to being a part of the solution as opposed to adding yourself as part of the problem. So it's not all, but are you tired of some of us? I am. I'll tell you my answer. Am I tired of some of our black people? Yes, I am. Yes, I am. But yet here I still fight. The truth call-in line, 833-212-1017, 833-212-1017. Let me kind of show you and give you an example of a Facebook post that was put up. And it quotes, because it was reposted by Waukesha County Democratic Party, says, trigger warning, the screenshots contain explicit racism, racial slurs, dehumanizing language, and calls for violence. And it absolutely does. It does. So take the poll. Give me your response, yes or no. Are you tired of some of us? And I'm speaking of black people. So let me read what the message that was posted. After violence at the Wisconsin State Fair this past weekend, candidate for State Senate District 5, Mike Roberts, made a post about what happened. The comments quickly became a cesspool of racism, dehumanization, and calls for violence. And Mike Roberts left the post up. No condemnation, no effort to shut it down, nothing. You can condemn violence without giving racism a platform. This should be the easiest line in the world for someone seeking public office to draw. Instead, Roberts watched his own page become a place for this hatred and stayed silent. Shame on every single person who proudly put their name and face next to these comments. This isn't an anonymous corner of the internet. These are people publicly spewing hatred about members of their own community. If you can't even condemn blatant racism and calls for violence on your own Facebook page, you have no business representing our community as an elected official. Now, let me go into some of the comments, which, you know, I will edit. I will self-edit to the best of my ability on these situations. So it clearly shows that this was all on Mike Roberts' post. One of the comments by Earl Mertz said, "Time to start shooting them," with an exclamation mark at the end. "They want to be criminals? Treat them as such. Age isn't keeping them from hurting / killing others. Rabid animals need putting down."
Damn.
Steve Laird, he said, effing Negos. Effing ends. Yeah. Lance Morris. So, yeah, I'm saying this is all on a public format. It's on his social media page. So, yes, I'm saying the names of those who made that. And that's why it, the person that shared it ended up saying, look, trigger warning, the whole nine. So Steve Laird said effing N-words. I'll just say that. Lance Morris said, "When bad men combine, the good must associate, else they will fall. One by one, an unpitied sacrifice in a contemptible struggle." A quote from Edmund Burke. Gary Carver said on Mike Roberts' post, "They're all black kids." J9 Summer said, "Those social workers really had it under control." Gary Martin said, "Not surprised they all N-words." William Cherlar said, "More chimping." Brian Dietrich said, "Animals." Wally Miller said, "It's Milwaukee," and it's the emojis of the pile of sugar honey iced tea. Mark St. Germain said, "All same color skin." Freddie Potter said, "It's the usual EBT crowd." Tim Call said, spelled K-A-H-L, "Gutter rats coming from the hood and they still can't act right.
This is a sick Negro."
John Johans, "Typical suspects at it again. When will the zookeeper remember to lock the cages?"
Damn.
Happy Travis said, "Shoot the MFs." These are all on Mike Roberts' public post. And again, he did nothing to take it down or anything to that nature. Mitch Lemke said, "It's not the color of your skin we're tired of. It's your culture. It's the way you behave. We're tired of the loud, violent, obnoxious ghetto culture." Gary Rice said, "Wherever these are crowds of blacks, there will be this sugar honey iced tea." Dan Hale posted a meme, said, "Black, the ability to break every law in the country and still remain the victim. Fatigue, sick of black privilege, sick of black violence, sick of black behavior, sick of black crime, sick of black racism." Mark St. Germain again said, "All same color skin." Jesse Servin put up a screenshot post with a monkey on it, said, "That's some chimp sugar honey iced tea." Now, although we'll get upset and mad at this stuff, why are we giving people that we know are racist, that are all that, why are we giving them things to talk about? My producer, Xavier, wants to chomp at the bit to give some commentary, so I'm going to go over to Xavier. Again, great morning. Love you. Appreciate you. You have this look on your face, bro. So what's your truth?
It just sounds like you have some supporters for your annihilation idea. Annihilation Island.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I think you should court them, and I think they will, you know, you might be able to get some legislation done.
Listen, LaRon Taylor on our YouTube page said, so the term black fatigue, I'm not sure where that came from, but it's now being used against us because everybody else is tired of our behavior. You know, I had Xavier put up a poll, and I'm talking about black people with this poll. Are you tired of some of us? Yes or no? What is the percentage right now on that poll, Xavier, to the poll that I asked him to put up on our YouTube page? Are you tired of some of us? Yes or no?
100% yes.
Now, that's where you hit a damn high key. 100% yes.
Damn.
Yeah. So I'm not alone. And, you know, when we talk about unity, it's hard to achieve it when we are so tired of some of us. It is crazy. LaRon Taylor said, it's them again, usual suspects chomping out. Somebody unlock the zoo. If you don't like it, stop acting like it. Aaron is him. Great morning. Love you. Appreciate you.
I think he meant chimping out.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Minister Kevin said, most of those are fake pages. They're afraid to use their real names and pictures. Yeah, but they're saying their truth. They are saying their truth. That is the part that we got to really look at. They're saying their truth. And they got an orange man who represents them. He hates women, all of the things. Tell women, shut up, be in your place. Lee, don't you hear this young man talking? We got to get ready to take care of some bills. Yes, this is definitely serious, Millicent. Minister Kevin said, but that same 100% is tired of them too. Mm-hmm. Hashtag that part, hashtag facts. Hashtag why you know that there's a lot of work that needs to be done. We got to get ready to take care of some bills. The Truth call-in line is open at 833-212-1017. We're going to take care of these bills, and I'll be black.
Don't touch that dial. Truth in the Morning will be right back on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. You are listening to Truth in the Morning on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.
Homer Blow. When summer turns up the heat, cool down with a shake from Cousin Subs. Our shakes are hand-spun with creamy vanilla gelato and blended into four delicious flavors, vanilla, chocolate, strawberry, and mint. They're rich, smooth, refreshing, and the perfect sweet treat on a warm summer day. Whether you're stopping in for lunch, dinner, or just craving something cool, there's a flavor waiting for you. Cool down with a shake from Cousin Subs. Cousin Subs, we believe in better. And I believe in the strawberry shake from Cousin Subs. I'm a club sub, and you're going to learn today. Welcome back to Truth in the Morning. Yes, you may notice that I am rolling solo on today. My girl, Bailey Coleman, will return on tomorrow. We're just talking about some unsettling truths. They are real truths that we have to deal with. And it's sad that, you know, we are in these places. But we have to come up with the solutions. Like, if you know that this is somebody, like, there are so many people that I hear oftentimes say, yeah, that's the ones down the street. They always, well, they shouldn't always have to be there. Where are the other neighbors that feel just like you that can end up saying, look, you know, hey, community liaison officer, these are problem houses in our area. This is a problem house on our block. People that are not keeping up with their stuff, call Department of Neighborhood Services. Have people go out there and start writing some citations. Start getting in contact with the property owner, the homeowners, you know, the management companies, whatever the case may be. We have to start and continue to use our voices. Don't get frustrated if you don't see something instantaneous happen. Sometimes it's going to take some work, and it's going to have to take all those who are really tired, sick and tired of being sick and tired, to try to deal with these situations. It's just a real thing. It is a real thing. And that's just hashtag facts. It's hashtag facts. To know and understand that it can be done, we can look at Metcalf Park. We can look at Metcalf Park. I don't know, Xavier, I don't know if you were able to finally find that video. All right. But there's a story where Metcalf Park Improvement District proposal has been submitted for approval. And this story is talking about Metcalf Park. You would always hear me and MC Dame Elsie talking about it because, again, part of his work with at that time with Alderman Russell Stamford II is that in the 15th District lies Metcalf Park. And in this particular story, it says, and we hear a lot of great things happening with Metcalf Park, trying to work on the fact of the food desert and with big grocery stores closing, small grocery stores closing, and that Metcalf Park and the residents there have started to come up with their own solutions. And this is what I'm saying. We can do this. Trust and believe. We done been in some crazy situations. But that's when you have a neighborhood. And what Metcalf Park has done and continue to push and focus on is being neighbors. Because neighbors know how to help other neighbors. Neighbors know how to get some of the people that just because they look like us, they ain't down with us, they have become a part of the problem. And you get rid of that. You have to get rid of that. But in this story, again, great work and congratulations as Metcalf Park and the residents are on their way. And I see that they should run into no road bumps or roadblocks at all in this, but it says Metcalf Park residents, and this is on the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel page or online, Metcalf Park residents have submitted a draft initial operating plan to the Milwaukee Department of City Development, completing a crucial step towards establishing a neighborhood improvement district. A neighborhood improvement district is a quasi-governmental agency that provides grants to homeowners for repairs and connects residents to the City of Milwaukee housing resources. Over 6 months, neighbors met to formulate an operating plan for the forthcoming improvement district, identifying objectives, activities, and financing methods, among other things. Meetings were hosted by Metcalf Park Community Bridges, a community-led neighborhood organization, while the two entities would remain separate. Community Bridges may be contracted for services such as operational support. Sally, and I'm not going to destroy the last name, S-V-E-T-I-C, Sally, an economic development specialist at the Department of City Development, helped guide the neighborhood through the proposal drafting process. She said the meetings were inclusive and community-centered. Typically, when I go to these meetings, it's very dry, Sally said. There's maybe a presentation, but I really love how Melody McCurtis, who is the deputy director of Community Bridges, always brought in activities, icebreakers, and movement activities to get people working and learning together. Sally said that the approach resulted in an operating plan that aligns with the neighborhood's shared vision of utilizing collective action to strengthen community investment in creating a thriving Metcalf Park. That vision includes an improvement district that supports efforts centered around housing access, upkeep and beautification, according to the draft proposal. The district will support all accessible properties that fall within the neighborhood boundaries, which are North 27th and North 38th Street from West Center Street to West North Avenue. It will be funded through the city property tax assessments. My producer has got that video, and it may go over some of these things, but I want you to be able to see it. If you are on our YouTube page or Facebook page, you'll be able to watch it. And, of course, if you were just tuned in or logged on, you'll be able to hear it. So here's that story again. Salute to Melody and everybody that works diligently over there in the Metcalf Park area. And, again, I see nothing but that proposal that was accepted on the Common Council level, and now it goes through the other entities and whatnot. So we're going to play that clip again, something that we can be proud of and hopefully learn from it and start taking black our own areas and turning them black into community neighborhoods where people are working together. The residents are coming together to help. And it's people that don't need to be there. Get them out. Get them out. Xavier, if you can play that clip for me, please.
Trust and dignity and a mutual aid. These refrigerators, placed in trusted neighborhood spaces and stocked collectively, reflect a simple but powerful principle. Take what you need and leave what you can. This is solidarity. This is dignity. That is community control. I'm also proud to introduce a new resolution establishing the Milwaukee City-County Joint Task Force to address the food access crisis. This task force will align the county, the city, public health leaders, and community voices to develop a coordinated plan to eliminate food deserts.
Today is a powerful day, not because we're simply cutting a ribbon, but because we are cutting through barriers. We are cutting through food insecurity. We are cutting through the idea that our neighborhood has to wait for help. When grocery stores closed, our community felt it immediately. Families felt it, seniors felt it, parents felt it, trying to stretch a dollar. And in that moment, we had two choices. We could complain about the problem, or we could organize around a solution. And what did this community do? What do we do, y'all? There we go. We organize. We organize. This community-powered fridge is proof that when neighbors look out for one another, real change happens.
Yep. So, and that was Alderman Russell Stamper II, and that was them again, Metcalf Park. Pushing their initiatives with the new community fridges in Milwaukee. And again, just that commitment. And that's what we need in our communities. We need people to stand up and take black our neighborhoods and stop being comfortable with just living in the hood. Because again, for all my life, when you hear about the hood, it comes with nothing but negative connotations, period. It's all good in the hood, but you also talking about, yeah, you just got to always keep your head on the swivel, though. Who wants to have to keep their head on the swivel all the damn time? Where do you get to relax? Where do you get to say, I can let my children go out and not worried about some pedophile or rapist or monster trying to grab them and take them somewhere without the whole block alerting everybody? You know, without the child knowing how to yell out stranger danger. We got to get ready to take care of some bills. We've got examples. We just have to follow them. You're listening to Truth in the Morning on the award-winning 101.7 FM, The Truth. I'm the legendary Homer Blow. We're going to take care of these bills, and I'll be black.
Don't touch that dial. Truth in the Morning will be right back on 101.7 The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. You are listening to Truth in the Morning on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.
Milwaukee, mark your calendars. Join us for the Truth Family Fest on this Saturday, August 22nd, from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Riverside University High School. It's free, and it's fun for the entire family, featuring great music, community resources, family activities, and Black the School supplies. So we got you. We're going to support and make sure that our students get ready for a very successful school year. It's happening this Saturday. You're interested in volunteering? We still got room for some volunteers. Visit the Truth Family Fest website at truthfamilyfest.com to complete the volunteer form or by emailing Sierra, C-I-E-R-R-A dot Brown at MilwaukeeBlackMedia.com. That's Sierra, C-I-E-R-R-A dot Brown at MilwaukeeBlackMedia.com. Bring the whole family and experience one of Milwaukee's favorite community celebrations. It's the Truth Family Fest this Saturday, August 22nd, from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Special thanks to Educators Credit Union, American Family Insurance, Milwaukee Public Schools, Artists Working in Education, the City of Milwaukee, DCWS, AB Corcor, and Ascension and Tap In MKE. Don't miss it. It's coming up this Saturday. And if you'd like to volunteer, because, you know, we got it going down like that. We got it going down like that. And, of course, we'd love for you, Truth Nation, if you are available to be one of the volunteers at our Truth Family Fest, make sure you email Sierra, C-I-E-R-R-A dot Brown at MilwaukeeBlackMedia.com. That's C-I-E-R-R-A dot Brown at MilwaukeeBlackMedia.com. Make sure you go now. Go to the website, thetruthfamilyfest.com, and you can complete the volunteer form, or you can email, as I said, Sierra Brown, Sierra.Brown, C-I-E-R-R-A dot Brown at MilwaukeeBlackMedia.com. And it's going to be another event that you don't want to miss. Come on out. It's free. Did I say it's free? Okay, I'm saying it again. It's free. So make sure you bring out the family, bring yourself out. Of course, you'll be able to join me from 11 a.m. to noon before I had to go and DJ a wedding and a wedding reception. But the whole Truth Family, Truth Nation, we will be there in full effect. So come on out. You want to say hi and be like, hey, man, I disagree with you all the time. Or, hey, I love what you do. Hey, whatever it is. Come on out, give me your truth. Again, it's going to be nothing but fun at the Riverside University High School, again, from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. So come on out. We've got plenty of vendors there for you. So you'll be able to just make it a whole morning and afternoon. Make it a morning and afternoon. Come on out, say hi to the family, the Truth Nation family, my teammates, all of that. You'll be able to do that this Saturday. 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Hashtag that part, hashtag facts. What is the final results of our poll? are you tired of some of us, Black people, I'm talking about when I put that poll up? I can't just say, are you tired of us, because it ain't all Black people. It's some, though. It's some, in my opinion. So what is the percentage? What did we change?
100% yes.
Damn. All right. So I am not alone. I am not alone. And that's something that we you really got to think about that. You really got to think about that. It's 100%. So no one, I guess, like me, we sick and tired of being sick and tired. You know, again, the verse I always quote, one of the many great verses in the song Self-Destruction, was the late Heavy D's verse. They call us animals. I don't agree with them. Wrong is what I'm proving them, but right is what you're proving them. And that's not a good thing. That's not a healthy thing at all. At all. So, yeah, They say a change is going to come. It needs to happen. It needs to happen. I'm just trying to tell you. It needs to happen. Like, hashtag that part, hashtag facts. You're going to learn today. Now, speaking of that poll, it leads to a updated story from CBS 58 about State Fair, which is how I began this morning's show. And it says 7 people arrested after fights at final night of Wisconsin State Fair. In my opinion, it should have been a lot more than 7 people. Should have been a lot more than 7 people. Yeah, but the headline of the story says 7 people arrested after fights at final night of Wisconsin State Fair. Let's see if my producer has that lined up yet. Once he gets that lined up, yep. So then we'll be ready to let you check that out and give me your truth. Remember, call in number 833-212-1017, or you can make your comments on our YouTube page. But yeah, it is. It's we got to do better. You know, what is it? Cecil Nicholson said, "I feel your pain today." Yeah, yep. It's sad. It is sad. It is crazy. Minister Kevin said, "We lost the neighbors and just kept the hood." That's I say it all the time, and that. That was the beginning of the end as it related to the village. When we gave into having a hood and being proud of a hood instead of a neighborhood, that's why you can't ask the person a door next door to you, a couple of houses down from you, because you got their phone number. Because y'all keep each other informed if we see anything crazy going on. Yeah, so, but I'll read it because we're having some issues with trying to show the clip. But again, this is from CBS 58. And it says 7 people were arrested after several fights broke out on the final day of the Wisconsin State Fair. New video shows the chaos, which we kind of showed on yesterday, which was from CBS 58 as well. New video shows the chaos unfolding at the final night of the fair's 11-day run. Police scanner audio from Sunday captures officers responding to several fights near Spin City. In some videos, more than 30 people are surrounding police officers as they try to break up several fights. And somebody said, "Oh, expletive, they're actually fighting," a bystander can be heard saying. It was a chaotic final night at State Fair as video captured by bystanders show people trying to push through a crowd as a fight unfolds around them. Just a few seconds later, a person is tased, requesting assistance at Gate C. It's going to be a rush soon. This is what was being heard. Officers can be heard on their police scanner radio. Requesting assistance at Gate C. It's going to be rush soon. They saw it. They saw what was happening. Police scanner audio reveals officers dealing with multiple problems across the fairgrounds. About 20 teens acting, trying to do a takeover on the racetrack. About 20 teens acting, trying to do a takeover on the racetrack, another says. The West Dallas Police Department confirms its officers assisted at the State Fair, but State Fair Park Police is the lead agency in this case. We are moving them out with the horses. A large fight, another officer is heard saying. If that's all in this video clip, I damn sure don't want to try to play this video clip, because to hear them play these clips, if they're inside this CBS 58 clip, it's going to be just damning. Because I can read it, but to hear the officers, you know, trying to call for assistance. Xavier, if that clip is ready to play, please, let's play this clip.
Afternoon, new video showing the chaos unfolding at the final night of the Wisconsin State Fair.
Police scanner audio from Sunday captures officers responding to several fights near Spin City. Dua Israr joins us live in our newsroom. And Dua, when you were going through this video, how big would you say those crowds got?
Yeah, Jessup and Amanda, in some of the videos, more than 30 people surrounded police officers as they tried to break up several fights. In the video, you can see one person get tased and fall to the ground.
Was she actually fighting?
It was a chaotic final night at the state fair as video captured by bystanders shows people trying to push through a crowd and a fight unfolds around them. At least 30 people appear to surround officers. Just a few seconds later, a person is tased.
Requesting assistance at gate C. He's going to be rushed soon.
Police scanner audio reveals officers dealing with multiple problems across the fairgrounds.
Well, 20 teens acting, trying to do a takeover on the racetrack.
The West Dallas Police Department confirms its officers assisted at the state fair, but State Fair Park Police is the lead agency in this case.
We're moving in with the horses. Large fight.
In a statement, the Wisconsin State Fair wrote, no serious injuries to fairgoers were reported. There were no gunshots associated with the incidents at the Wisconsin State Fair. The statement went on to say the incidents Sunday evening were isolated to the final hours of the fair. The behavior is always unacceptable and is not what we expect or will tolerate at the Wisconsin State Fair Park. Now, the Wisconsin State Fair Police say seven people were arrested after these fights. Jessup and Amanda.
Dua Israr live in our newsroom.
Yep. Does that just make you proud? Yeah, I'm being sarcastic. We got to get ready to take care of some bills. Troop Nation.
I got the solution.
All right. Xavier is going to come back with his solution when we return. You're listening to Truth in the Morning on the award-winning 101.7 FM. I am the legendary Homer Blow, holding it down solo this morning. My girl Bailey Coleman will return on tomorrow. I'll be black.
Truth in the Morning returns after this on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. You are listening to Truth in the Morning on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.
Diamonds are forever. They won't.
Welcome back to Truth in the Morning. Inside the American Family Insurance Studio in the heart of downtown at the Avenue, I'm the legendary Homer Blow. We're going to go to our truth call line at 833-212-1017. Andre, great morning. Love you. Appreciate you. You hear the conversation. What's your truth?
Homer.
Great morning.
Hello.
Yep. Great morning.
Hello.
I'm saying great morning, so maybe we're having a bad connection. So you can try to call.
Yeah, here you. Hello.
Yeah. We're here.
Oh, all right, great. And I was calling because you know you hit 100% on that poll, which is that's a rarity all by itself to have 100 people agree on something that's going on. But one of the things is 100% of the people willing to do what it takes to deal with the problem.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's where you know you have politicians who. You know, you have 100% of people saying, we need to fix this, but then you have politicians who say, well, we can't do that, or we can't do that, or we don't want to do this, because some of the people who are involved in these incidents raise all kind of hell thinking, well, it's going to affect me. I don't want this to happen. They can't control this. Like, for example, years ago with the pepper spray, the Fire and Police Commission wanted to ban the use of pepper spray. And I remember I was down in Kenosha during that Rittenhouse deal, and that was the only way the police could move the people out of the – it was in front of the courthouse in front of downtown. Mm-hmm. But the pepper spray was the only way to get the people out unless you want law enforcement to put hands on people.
Uh-huh.
And it's like, wait a minute. How can you take away a tool and not give them one, given the situation – because those people were not moving. And, you know, people look, oh, pepper spray is horrible. That's a horrible thing. These people had masks already. They had little they use those plastic containers as shields to, mm-hmm. you know, stop the pepper balls and stuff like this.
Right,
it was
right,
a big game.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so I'm just saying, I'm wondering, you know, 100% of people says we're tired of it. How come we can't get any movement? We should literally, okay, your kid gets involved in two separate incidents. After that, parent gets fined and, or have to go to a parenting class, like DWI. Mm-hmm. You know, you get a DWI, mm-hmm. and you got to pay for that class.
That's right.
So I'm just saying, some of these are the things that I think about and look at our community and say, hey, you know what? What are we willing to do to change it?
That
we can
part,
talk about it all day long.
That part.
But we got to literally do something.
Absolutely.
In the paper in motion.
I started out with that. I'm like, okay. There's some real tough decisions that have to be made that really shouldn't be tough. You get what I'm saying?
And then I
talked about law enforcement. I'm like, look, if we're not turning in the people, we're doing what Alina Cole did for Thomas Zollicoffer, who murdered three people, two on the south side, one on the north side. And he told her what he did. And she gonna leave him at the house multiple times with her 15-year-old, 11-year-old, and I believe the other one was 6, and knew. And she said she saw the social media post, but she wasn't turning him in. And it's too much of that that's going on in our community that is going to keep us in places like this. You can put up a poll on social media, and unfortunately, I'm not surprised anymore because I see people that say it and be like, would you turn in your relative? And the answers from the aggressive ones that are not going to do that, it's crazy. It is crazy.
Right.
And it's like, then how are we going to get better? How are we going to get rid of this cold? How are we going to get rid of this flu? How are we going to get rid of this cough if we're not trying to do anything to protect ourselves? And so, your point, Andre. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm tired. What you allergic to? That's what
I'm
allergic to
you
it as well.
Right. There you go. I appreciate you, Andre.
All right. Take care.
Yep. Aaron is him on our YouTube page said racetrack takeover is ridiculous. I got to laugh to stop from crying. And that's how it is. That's how it is. But speaking of solutions, Xavier, my producer, said he has one. And Monty Badger on our YouTube said, what about the whole course of the fair? Peaceful, but only on the last night do we have a dust up. I'm not saying it's a good thing, but matters could have been worse. No, because again, you could have had the greatest event in the world. Let one person get killed, let one person get trampled, and guess what the news is going to be? We already know how it is. You already got people saying, it's black people saying they need to take away the Midway. It's black people saying they need to take away, you know, all this. Not arrest these damn Toys R Us adults that may be out here doing the crimes. Not arrest the teens that are out here acting the damn fool. Not anything with them. No punishments for them. But they should take away the Midway. That is ludicrous. You get what I'm saying? Like, again, we have to take accountability to get. We got to get these fools out the way. But my producer, Xavier, has been chomping at the bits to give us his solution. So I'm going to say to my producer, Xavier, what's your truth and what's your solution?
Oh, if we want to stop them from doing these bad things, mm-hmm. we need to build a couple skate lanes because that takes away the violence and a couple basketball courts. And if we take all the lead out of the water, they'll be cured.
Is there a laughter hotkey over there?
Oh, I was being serious.
I know, but is there, and I was being serious asking.
Oh, I can applaud
is
myself.
Is there, no, I don't want no applause. Oh. I want a laughter hotkey. If we don't have one, we need to. And if not, I give you one.
Yes, you can.
You out your damn mind if you really think that will be the solution. They're already destroying skate rinks that we have, right? And that not necessarily that we have. So Again, unfortunately, here's the sad truth. Here's the sad truth. If they will disrespect white-owned and operated skating rinks, there's a level of disrespect that some of our people, which is clearly shown by that poll, that if it's black-owned, we're going to go through more hell. We got to give them a discount. We can't charge them the full price like a white-owned or a foreign-owned store does. They tell them what the price is, and that's what the price is. When they find out you got a furniture store, oh, man, I know you going to hook a bruh up. You know I'm a single mother. All of the things.
Oh, you don't give homie discounts?
You know. Ooh, I got ready to say some more choice words, but I'm going to just say hell no.
You got to help the community.
Listen, bro, I am helping the community, and my work and reputation stands on its own. But, yeah, no, what we not going to do, hell no. So we got to give them all kind of special discounts because they own income. But yet you showing all this money. You got a $400 hairdo. Your nails cost $100. Everything you eat is at a actual restaurant. You get what I'm saying? All of a sudden. But you getting assistance from the government. But yet you bout it. You a baddie. Everything you got costs this. You got Birkin bags. But we got to pay for it. You wearing all these Cartier shades, brothers, but now all of a sudden, man, you up there flashing all this damn money all over social media, but you want to talk about, yeah, they won't hire me, this, that. Miss me with all of that.
Don't judge them for renting a Ferrari for prom.
Listen, bruh, all of that obscene spending for people who ain't even graduating. These proms go all out. These parents or PWKs go all out knowing damn well that they not even paying their child support that they got as a teenager because they done impregnated two or three different girls. So I'm just not having it. Again, yep. Up next, the award-winning Sherwin Hughes returns. I didn't know until I left the studio, was leaving the studio. Oh, Sherwin ain't going to be in. Okay, but today, he's black. The award-winning Troop with Sherwin Hughes from 9 a.m. to noon, and then followed up by the lunch break with their new hours from noon to 2 p.m., Ray Nitti and Maybe Shannon, followed up again by Ray Nitti doing a little overtime right now. And then we tap in with my girl, Jazz Tyler, try to keep her strong. Make sure y'all reach out and give Jazz Tyler some love. You know, we both lost a couple of great people that were very important in our lives. So just you reach out to her. Tap in with her. 4 to 7 p.m., all Central Standard Time. If nobody has told you that they love you today, I want to let you know that I love you. Please have a safe and nonviolent remainder of the morning, afternoon, evening, and hopefully the things we have to talk about in the near future won't have to be within our minute degrees of separation. Xavier, thank you for a great show. I'm out of here. Holla black.